have a basketball program that we all expect to compete in the Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four!
I didn't think you got me this good, but it feels good!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, and Sam as Illinois ekes out an 87-84 victory over the Nebraska Cornhuskers in overtime. I'd like for you guys to give me your 11-word recap for the game here. I know Robert tweeted about that with about 4 minutes left when he turned it on. He said, all right, I've missed everything. As Johnny's got, I missed everything up till now. Give me your 11 words post-game.
I know we're my heart is still racing. That was not fun. Illini win.
Are you hyphenating Illini win?
Maybe I'm just bad at counting, but
that's all right. Yeah, that had shades of Northwestern there. A little bit of shades of IU as well at the end there. That was, I don't know how to feel after that.
We forgot how to play basketball for 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Like, I just don't understand what happened. But thankfully, we pulled it out. Like, we're in second place in the Big Ten. That's my official stance, is that, like, you can't discredit the 37 minutes that we took to be up 10 against Nebraska. Like, that was quality basketball. But 3 minutes of not remembering how to play basketball and then 5 minutes of overtime, which was confusing. Like, it was just so strange.
That actually, that reminds me, one of my least favorite takes in sports is like someone will blow a lead and they'll be like, that team didn't deserve to win. They blew the lead. Like as if like they didn't spend like the entire time like also building that lead.
I mean, Nebraska had the lead for a majority of that first half.
They did.
Yeah, that is true.
So the whole deserve to win thing is a conversation for another time. But yeah, it was what, the last 3 minutes and 29 seconds, the only scoring came on Damask's one free throw there, which come on, buddy, you're 88%, dog. That hurt. That miss of that free throw hurt.
What's important is that he's now missed two go-ahead shots, and the third time will be the charm. The third time will be in a game that we need him to hit, obviously, a game winner. So he'll have a game winner the third time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he will. Like, I was watching SIU highlights this week, and he has four different game winners in 3.5 years there. So he's going to do it. I'm very confident in him. It would have been nice if he made that second free throw today, but hey, we'll take the win. It also would have been interesting had we lost that game and we look back at the two free throws from the technical early on in the game from Brad. There perhaps might have been some fingers pointed because he was upset at a ref for running into him. But
it feels like every time I always forget how to pronounce his name, Paul Selk. Like, I feel like him and Brad always have an issue.
He's yelling at Owen.
Yeah, I think he said, like, you don't swear, or Tyler said, like,
yeah, you don't cuss at him or something.
I just think Nebraska's 0-1 against Illinois this year. I mean, as someone who sometimes works with folks and talks about emotions, I have a hot, spicy take about the whole when college basketball coaches, to me, guys, take an anger management class. You're losing points for your team every year. There's no excuse. There's no excuse for that, right? There's no excuse. Get it under wraps.
Yeah, that was just weird. But like, what are your guys's takeaways from this game? My initial thoughts are, like, first of all, a lot of respect for Nebraska for not quitting at all during that game. Like, the last 3 minutes they played their asses off, and I also just really can't even understand what happened to Illinois, but I'm just happy we walked away with a win.
Are you asking me for a high level X's and O's takeaway? Because I'm still, yeah,
no, I'm not asking you for X's and O's, but just like what your actual takeaway was of our performance. Josh, you seem pretty quiet over there.
Yeah, no, I'm like still like my breath hasn't caught up to me, or my heart hasn't slowed down yet. It's it never seemed like, I don't know. Every time we had the ball, I was the only person I was confident in the whole entire game was Coleman. Like if he was taking a shot, I knew it was going to be a good shot. Marcus as well. But like, I don't know when everyone else is, we tweeted and the percentages changed a lot after we tweeted this, but it was like, we were 1 for 2 for 19 from three. If your name was not Coleman or Marcus, like at, like with 4 minutes left in the game or 5 minutes left, it was just like, we had so many open shots that we missed and they made all of their insane shots. It was just such a frustrating game in my opinion. And like every single one of their shots, we had a hand in the face and they just made these lucky mid-range. And let me hear it, Maddie.
I agree with you. It's the classic, when we make a shot, we're good. When they make a shot, it's because they're lucky. It's every.
But it was like some shot quality differences.
Sure,
where it's
of
like
course. But I think Nomanaga
hit a bunch of contested threes, yes, as opposed to like Luke Goody went 0 for 6. And
no, I just think it's a, I just think it's
not, maybe not, yeah, I don't
a
know.
Classic fan. And obviously none of the fouls that we committed were actually fouls. And every time we got fouled, should have been a foul.
What I will say, that might have been the best referee
game
for Illinois.
Johnny and I kept
season.
Saying like
that was
Madonna.
No, I thought, yeah, there were like a lot of loose balls. There were like some weird calls and like some out of bounds. Like, I don't.
Yeah, that one off Quincy's hand. What was that?
Yeah, that was favorable.
We had four team fouls going into overtime. Going
yeah,
into
we,
two,
yeah.
With 2 minutes left in overtime, I think 14
we,
fouls.
Yeah, total fouls were 21-11. So like definitely
Well, we've been tweeting at Purdue fans. Well, we've been tweeting at Purdue fans the last 7 weeks was the exact
I'm
thing
not,
that happened to us.
First
tonight.
Off, I think the difference between us and Purdue is like if we get lucky with fouls, like it's hilarious. Like
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Why not put it on Twitter? I'm like, go cry about it. And Purdue fans like need to justify. Like, I don't care if it was a foul. Like, win's a win.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, it makes me look back a little bit to the Northwestern overtime game of like, overtime games are just crapshoots, you know? Like, I don't feel like walking out of that game like we deserve to win the game more than Nebraska did.
No,
it was just like we kind of made one more shot and some things
we
went,
got
like happened our way.
Got a little
like,
lucky in overtime for sure. I mean, for them to not call a foul, Nebraska's decision to play it out too, I think was interesting in the last 10 seconds to not foul and then only foul with 1 second left. I know Tominaga didn't get the shot off there at the end of the game technically, but that was a little too close
it
for
was also
comfort.
Late. He didn't
That's what
get
I'm saying.
It
he didn't get the
time.
Shot off. Yeah, he didn't get
oh,
the shot off.
Okay.
I was joking around to myself after he missed the first free throw. I was like, what if Terrence just kind of missed the second one and they just have a 75-foot heave and we just go to double overtime? And then I felt that in my throat as Tony threw the shot up there. But yes, he did not get it off. But yeah, I mean, we'll have to talk about something else because we can't really talk about referees screwing us or even Nebraska. It felt like a pretty officiated game as an Illinois fan, I must say myself.
Okay, so I have something that I couldn't verbalize properly, and I probably won't be able to do it to you four, but I did it to Johnny earlier, and I failed miserably. But like, when we are driving in like a fast break, doesn't it seem like we can never get a proper layup up? Is like, it's just I know fouls are called, and it
yes.
helps us, but like we cannot get the layup like even close to the rim. It feels like we just push the ball out of bounds or something.
Because there's a big guy on the other team like this with his arms up trying to make the layup hard.
But like it feels like our body is in front of our legs and it we just slip and fall a lot.
Look, man, I don't know what you're into, but I yes, we've struggled this year on layups, but I guess your what is your question?
It's someone like contested layups. I think that's what he was saying. Like Terrence hasn't made a bunch of contested layups. And he hasn't, I guess. In this game, too, it seemed like we didn't really push sometimes when we had numbers.
Right.
Yeah.
Terrence is a little bull in a china shop when he gets on a fast break.
That's
anyway.
That's
like,
the best way I think I can describe it. It doesn't make sense. You're not putting up a layup. You're just being a bull.
Yeah,
but it works. Just, if you get fouled 75% of the time and you're hitting 1.75 of those free throws out of two, your expected points is going to be off the charts right there. That's enough to that. If you're getting a point on every more than a point on every possession,
yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah. Not. Yeah. That's probably right.
Yeah.
It's I'm not saying it's bad. I like the play. Like I like that we're getting fouls called against us. It's just like, why can't we just put up a layup?
Again, I think
Yeah.
You know,
Okay. Tall person.
defense,
Yeah.
tall
Also,
person.
why can't we do an inbounds play under 30 seconds in a game?
Oh God. It's not fair that every time someone, it's not fair to Damonte Williams that every time someone in Illinois messes up an inbounds pass in the last 10 seconds, I automatically think of Damonte, but like, I just automatically think of Damonte, but that
Also,
they
red
put
and black
Justin back.
jerseys.
What's that?
Red and black jerseys too are a kryptonite.
Yeah, that's true. And they put Justin back again. They let him inbounds the ball. But let's give Jarman his roses. I think everyone was thinking, oh, we don't want Justin shooting those free throws at the end there. Why couldn't it have been DeMass? Despite the fact that he shoots 84%, calm, cool, collected, sank them both, game, set, match. So let's give Justin a little bit of credit here because he hit some good shots at the end, you know, against Northwestern. Obviously, we didn't end up winning that against Indiana. The guy has struggled to put the ball in the hoop the last few games. It feels like nothing falls except for the last minute or two where he'll have a big shot or a big free throw. So let's give Justin a little bit of credit there because I know people will want to harp on the inbounds pass, which was bad. You did have a timeout. You should have used a timeout. There shouldn't be a 50-50 ball ever in a situation like that. But I think he made up for it.
And we did have the fortunate one where, like, he passed it in, and it just like
Yes.
everyone fell, and he was able to pick the ball back up. Like,
That's called
That
fumble
was
one.
very
This team
fortunate.
was trying to kill us today. They were trying to kill us and make it painful. And I hope no Illini fans had any heart attacks. But
Check on your friends. Check on your friends.
survive the heart attack in advance.
I mean, there's going to be a lot more heart attacks. I don't know how many, like, these games have been tight, and I know it's college basketball, but these last two, like, the last two big spread Illinois games. This was 10 and a half. You're not really even getting close to covering. Indiana, 14 and a half. You're not really getting close to covering. Like, maybe adjust your
Well,
expectations a
you were
little bit.
close to covering until you like stopped. You played like prevent defense in on offense,
That's
but
a good
yeah,
football
that
analogy.
was
Yeah.
Spoken like a true gambler.
yeah,
They would have
exactly.
covered if they didn't blow it.
Yes, but one guy that I did want to talk about was Ty Rodgers was an absolute beast tonight. Like the amount of rebounds that he got, like man, he was awesome and. I also felt bad for Dane because he played well for the most part, except he did such an Illinois thing, like missing the dunk there, like as
God.
we're like about to break the game open.
Yeah, that was just
Like,
so bad. Johnny, the way in which you like, and I love watching Ty rebound, I've said that many times, the way in which you like watching Ty rebound, I feel like is how like an ex-O lineman junkie loves watching like interior O lineman
Yes,
play, where it's not
yes.
necessarily like the sexiest part of the game, but it's so unheralded and it's so important. And if you don't have that, you know, if you don't rebound, you don't win. It's like, God, I just love the nitty-gritty of like Ty, like skying over dudes that are taller than him. Like that's just gnarly O-line play.
100%. Like there was a time where I said to Josh, like he looks like Superman just jumping for that ball. And like, yeah, exactly. Like it's a rebound. It's not the sexy scoring a point or getting an assist, but like those rebounds add up. So he's in the trenches. And
There
for
we go.
someone who like has had minutes go up and down, like that's the way you stay on the court.
Absolutely. Yeah. John, you're not gonna talk about Coleman, dude? You're not gonna
I
talk about
mean, Coleman played well. It was a good Coleman performance. Everyone struggled at certain points of the game. Coleman's 3-point shooting was great, although he did airball that three in overtime. Like
that was
I think
tough.
everyone's wires were just crossed there. Like I don't really know how to explain it. Coleman was really good for most of the game, but then there were a few times where we were like, all right, like let's settle down here. But I'll definitely take the
4 for
19
7.
points, 4 for 7 for three. Like
Hit a couple
We'll
big free
take that.
throws, two solid free throws down the stretch. I'm definitely
Yes.
curious. I'm guessing this didn't really shift our KenPom by very much at
It
all,
didn't.
given
We went
the
from 10 to 10.
the expected out. We did not engage in the expected outcome in terms of the spread of points. We engaged in the expected outcome in terms of binary win loss, but yeah, which is fine, which is fine. I know, Johnny, that's not everyone's Bible. It might be yours, but that's all
No,
right.
I'm fine with that. Like sometimes it's you just need the wins for the sake of your like tournament resume and Big Ten standings resume. And if it's a negative KenPom outcome but a positive team outcome, I'll take it 10 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10. But
Just to make
what
sure
I
you're
will say
there.
is we did have some like bad free throw shooting defense luck in that game. Like how often is your opposing team going to go 14 for 14 from the free throw line? So,
Crush has got to do a better job of that, I think.
took the words right out of my mouth. Literally said it to Johnny, being like, we need to have a louder crush.
Well, we've always complained about that. And look, I know I wasn't in the last podcast, apologies boards, I was working. Ohio State student section, this is all I'm going to say about the last game. They suck. And I know that the football version of this podcast for Ohio State says that about Block I when they come to Champaign and Ezekiel Elliott runs for 175 yards and two touchdowns. But it's basketball season. And their student section sucks. What are they called? Like the nut zone or something?
Buck nuts. No. What are they called? You're right. I think you were right.
The nut house. The
Nut
nut house
house.
thing. So that's all I'm going to say about the Ohio State because I know you boys covered it a little bit. But yeah, how
As
would you?
you listened, you heard us talk about it.
Yes, I
So
did. I think, how would you like to see Crush improve? Because I think the biggest improvement
I
that
thought they
could
were great today. I was just making a joke, like that they need to be louder.
is size. Is like you got to have like a Purdue type thing where it just goes way further up. I think you're just limited quantity wise, and I don't know if that's not something that you can
Yeah, when I
solve.
suggested it, when I suggested it to on Twitter, people came back and was like, "Well, you just got rid of your like medium-sized donors, and now they won't contribute to the basketball team anymore." Hey, guess what? They're probably gonna still contribute if you put them somewhere else. Like that was what people were saying. If you get rid of that like legacy air, that legacy suite, like then people won't contribute. They're still gonna contribute. Like that's the thing about wealthy people. They're still gonna spend money, right?
They're going to spend money on their beloved Illini, aren't they? There's always going to be those people that complain about various withholdings of charity to Illinois if their desires are not met. So goodbye. You know, if that is the reason why you're going to stop donating to the team is because of seats, then go touch grass on the quad or something like
In the
that.
moral plots.
Oh, don't touch that.
Hey.
Do not touch that. Do not touch that. Do not touch that. Do you guys know anyone who went in there during undergrad?
If we say don't, we get arrested.
Well, I think you can go in there if
Like,
you're like with a class. Like I think
oh,
class is
really?
there and do
That makes
corn.
sense because someone has to like plant them.
Right. Someone has to plant it. Someone has to like plant the dead. It looks like dead corn, but someone has to plant it. And there's like those
Think
you know, like
I
the
think Mark Smith went there, and that's why he transferred. Yeah,
Oh.
that was
That's
definitely the reason. There was no
Yeah,
other
not
reason.
because of he was afraid of Brad's coaching
Or
and
Trent
Trent
Frazier.
Frazier got more minutes and was better than him, but
Are you
all
guys
their
afraid of
moral
Brad's
thoughts.
coaching? I'm like when I'm watching the game, like I'm not afraid of seeing Coach Underwood on TV.
I know what you're trying to get at
I
here.
was afraid for the ref. They might have gone to a little Pizza Hut parking lot back out back, and that ref would have not been walking afterwards.
Ooh, a threat. All right. Let's get back to I'm gonna do the very classic, like dang, like hats off to Nebraska. They played so well. Like they brought their A game. Like Tominaga does so much. Like what's the other guy that had a lot
Rank
of
mass.
rank what's the last name? Mask.
Rank
You
mass.
know
Yeah, I think we
that
should
that
emphasize mask. There'll be other podcasts that probably get really into the details of Tominaga's amazing performance. So
Yeah.
let's make sure that we specifically call out mask for how great he was tonight.
I would say he was the best player. Would you say he was the best player for Nebraska tonight?
Yeah.
Definitely the top two. Definitely the
That
top
was
two.
some big buckets. Coleman was, I
more
thought Coleman played
clutch.
like decent D, but he had some nice buckets.
He put up, I mean, 22 in 37 minutes. But I'm gonna do the classic, like, man, hats off to Coach Hoiberg. He got the squad prepared. You know, they coming off an emotional victory at home against Wisconsin. You'd think they'd lay an egg here, and like they did not. They came out hot. They didn't lay down when they were down 10. They came back. So we can do that because we won. But you're not doing that if you lose.
100%. We would hate Nebraska had they won. But since we won, it's like, all right, good luck the rest of the season. Like I tweeted it, like they might be the most fun team in college basketball, considering like they always win at home. They never win on the road. And like they're always gonna score points. Like and objectively, like their style of play is just fun to watch. And Tominaga like chucking up shots. If you're of a third party viewer, like we were when they played Wisconsin a couple of days ago, like that's a fun team to watch. And you know
It's
what?
so
It's
these guys. Go ahead, Tim.
I was gonna say, I feel like a lot of these guys are just like from like, what's his face, who we were just talking
Hoiberg.
about, Mask or Rank Mask. Like he's
Mask,
from like
mask, yeah.
Bradley. Tominaga is just like kind of out of nowhere. Like, I feel like these guys are just like, it's kind of like a Fred Hoiberg concoction.
Yes.
Former Bulls coach,
And
Fred Hoiberg.
it's hard to hate Hoiberg too, again, from the
And
sort of party objective viewpoint. It's hard to hate Fred Hoiberg.
what's great is, like, I mean, it was so weird being like, we were rooting for them on Wednesday night and on Thursday night, trying to like make them like, we were obviously rooting them to beat Wisconsin for our own personal purposes. But then switching the gears, being like, now I have to root against you guys, was pretty hard.
Your joke, you're being sarcastic, right?
No, like, they were fun to root for when you're playing.
You're saying it was difficult for you to root for your team tonight because
No, I'm not
you
saying
did.
that. I'm not saying that. But do you know what's exciting? We get to root for them for the rest of the season, and we want them to win every the rest of their games.
Yeah, but you want every Big Ten team that you've beaten to win all their games. Some of many
Except
of
for Purdue,
and Wisconsin.
Northwestern, and Wisconsin.
Northwestern, I think I'm fine with actually continuing to win.
That's a team I don't want to see make the tournament. I would like to see Northwestern lose the rest of their games.
I would
We
too.
actually, since we beat them at home and lost them on the road, I feel like we don't have like that much to gain by them winning
Yeah,
at the
unless they're
worst
top
odds.
30.
Yeah.
6-5. They're 6-5. They'll
I
fade.
just, speaking of Fred, I just saw on Twitter, former NBA coach Fred said Illinois basketball offense, it's straight NBA offense they're running, which kind of like feels true. And I also like, I kind of felt that tonight. And also like, I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
It's
Is that
definitely a
kind of spot,
compliment.
like the whole five out thing? You don't have to
Yeah,
shoot
exactly.
down.
It's having
Like,
guys who
I,
can
yeah.
shoot. Everyone can shoot. Everyone can like get the ball. Everyone can switch. Like,
It's a little one-on-one-y at times, which I guess isn't a bad thing either. Like when you need to create shots.
it says here on Twitter, Fred was followed up with the question of, but what about when Dane comes in? And Fred replied, no comment regarding the NBA.
Oh my God.
Wait, are you being serious?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, that was amazing. That was amazing.
Oh man, again,
But
love
no, it's
love
true though.
Dane.
It kind of speaks to the fact that, like, if you look at offensive efficiency, this is the second best efficiency season for Illinois since the 2005 season, or it's the best one since the 2005
Yeah.
season, and second best in like the KenPom era. And like, I don't know if it's necessarily like the players are better, but it's like when you follow the NBA offensive like archetype, you're going to have like more points per possession because you're shooting more threes. Like, it may not like stylistically be the most attractive, but like it is kind of analytically the way to score the most points. And like, we just shoot
Yeah.
more threes and make a decent amount of threes. So
So
Maddie's
yeah,
doing
I
some
mean,
mental
when you say
math here.
analytically, like, it doesn't take a master's of math to know that three is more than two. Every kid wants to be Steph Curry now, right? Basketball's ruined. Basketball's ruined. It's just threes only.
Exactly. But it's like just efficient things too, like free throws. Like, free throws are one of the, like, teams that shoot more free throws, oftentimes their offense is way better because your expected points on a free throw possession is like 1.5 points. So Illinois has kind of solved that in relation to like what they were doing when John Gross was the coach. And I don't even know what the fuck that offense was, but.
That was get the ball, Sam. Get the ball to Nana. You
Give it
want
to
to
Nana. Give it to just
comment
let
on that?
Ahmad Starks jack up a three.
Khalid Lewis was our best perimeter defender. Quote.
No, Alex Austin.
Oh yeah, that would
How
be
could
a
you
great
mess that
TikTok,
up?
Sam, of just like the random like Khalid Lewis was a perimeter
Oh
defender, or
yeah.
Ahmad Starks wore long shorts, or Aaron Jordan was amazing in non-conference.
Darius Paul went to. Darius Paul
Europe.
was a person.
Matisse Vassil, bottom text, and then
Samba
that's
Kane, San Francisco transfer.
We could
Greg
all we could go shot
Aboigbedein,
for shot out.
wore the number 11.
Wait, yeah.
We could go all day with these. We could go all day with these. All right. Yeah, gosh, guys. Whew, this would, I mean, talk about Sunday scaries. Like, Sunday night's never fun, but like it's dangerous to have an Illinois game on a Sunday night. Because you lose this game, and this is, you got your Monday morning 9 a.m. meeting, and you got your boss going, "How was everyone's weekend? It's 9:01. Let's get started." And you're seething. You're not going into Monday very happy. So,
Especially with especially with like a week long break for our next game, it just takes, it would take out the energy of the whole entire season right now. Like it would just, not the whole entire season, sorry, I know I'm going to get caught on my words there, but like you would just feel like absolute shit the entire week and it would make everything terrible.
That'd be tough. That'd be tough. To me, this starts kind of the like meatiest, I think, portion of college basketball season is right when you get to like Super Bowl slash right after the Super Bowl, where college basketball is kind of like the main attract. Oh, I mean, there's the NBA and the NHL, but for us, I think college basketball is like the main attraction. You have games almost every Saturday. That is the big main event in terms of your sports calendar. The Pro Bowl Skills Challenge is over, so people aren't talking about dodgeball or anymore. Like this, to me, gets into the meatiest part of the schedule. I mean, you've got games, 1, 2, 3, 4 Saturdays in a row. So this to me feels like the most exciting part. This feels like the most college basketballiest time of the year. I don't know about you all, but this.
Where are you going to be? Like the main. Where are you going to be those 4 Saturdays?
Oh, let me tell you. I know we like we do this every time, and I know if you're a loyal listener, you hear it every time. But I'm going to be at Finley's, man. I mean, and let me tell you, it's not going to be a work night. It's going to be a Saturday day. I don't know about you all, but a Saturday day drinking in the late winter, early spring, all time high vibes with the boys watching the boys in the orange and blue. Are we going,
as
boys?
Long as the 18 and 22 year olds win the basketball game, it's the best day that could possibly happen.
That's all I'll be asking for. Are we in for the next, what, 4 Saturdays, boys?
Pretty much. I can give the next 2 and maybe the 4th.
You're supposed to say yes.
Yes. Daddy,
not along and pretend like
we'll be there every 4 times.
every Saturday. What'd you guys get tonight?
Tonight I went with the Southwest Burger.
I'm thinking
changed it from the wrap to the burger.
Woo!
It was very good. But the waiter, Eric, he made Johnny change his order. Or well, he just like Johnny asked for his favorite one, and Johnny just went with his favorite one. So he was.
Johnny likes to do that a lot.
It's a go-to Johnny.
I do trust, accumulate data, and then make a decision based yeah. off of that.
Johnny, yeah. It's like kind of a pet peeve when people ask the waiter their favorite thing, and then they just don't do it. So it's like, why'd you ask? But I feel like Johnny, like. Johnny
yeah,
respects.
You have to be confident that you're gonna like accept yeah. whatever they're gonna say, right?
Yeah, you have to be down yeah. for an adventure.
What are your specials? And they tell you some fancy thing, and you go, "Great, I'll have the chicken tenders."
Yeah, they're like, "Yeah, our best player is Dre Gibbs Lawhorn," and it's like, "Okay, I will be having the Coleman Hawkins."
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Yes. So we'll be there the next few Saturdays for sure, having a good time. It's gonna be packed. I highly, highly, highly suggest getting there early if you plan on coming, because Johnny and I actually made the mistake of coming right at tip off a couple of weeks ago. And it was standing room only at that point. So come on down and they'll treat you right. So we do turn our attention, though, to Michigan State, this time on the road in East Lansing. The fact that it's on CBS makes me like more scared. The fact that it's on the road is one thing, but the fact that it's on CBS, you got the A team calling the game, you got daytime Saturday, all eyes on you. That makes me scared. That makes me frightened.
100%. Like that's like Izzo's record on CBS just has to be better. Like
yeah. that's, you know,
just
you're not
like,
going into
it's
East
basically
Lansing.
March Madness. It's an extension of March Madness. At home, you know, Bill Raftery is going to be like, and Tom Izzo, you know, he's a great Hall of Fame coach. Like,
that
onions.
Is your Tom Izzo.
Like,
that is your Tom yeah. Izzo voice right there.
Yeah, exactly.
That Lenders is your Tom
Izzo.
Izzo.
You know, the refs really, it was a bit one-sided. The free throws were the difference in that game. You know, analytics are crap. But, you know, Brad's got
a
tough team.
That's a pretty good Izzo. That's going to be a tough game. You think favored in that? No. Nah. I don't know, Jim. What do you guys think?
Ken has 75-73 Michigan State.
Wow.
He also has them at 17th in the country. So not everyone, like they're unranked. But if you look at their losses, like they've
good
aged
losses.
Pretty well. Like they've only lost to Duke, Arizona, Wisconsin, at Nebraska, at Northwestern, at Illinois, and the one home loss to James Madison, who's actually like pretty good.
I don't know if just based off of like the blind eye test, if I were a writer, I think I would be like, yeah, that's not a ranked team. But again, AP, that has nothing to do with anything
Yeah.
actual. But I think just based off of you naming those, I go, that's enough losses to find someone else to be ranked. But yes, they're playing as well as anyone. And to go, one does not simply go into East Lansing. Was that a road game, Josh? Was that in East Lansing a couple of Februarys back? Was that,
Yes,
you know
I was
what?
checking to
Maybe.
see if we were on CBS that day too, but we were not. We were on
Were we
ESPN.
on Fox? I'm guessing.
ESPN, ESPN, I
ESPN.
think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but who knows? Can someone throw a last minute engagement party or something this Saturday? Maybe see if we can muster up
Does
some
lightning strike twice?
engagement
Yeah, I'll
party
go walk
love.
over onto the street and propose to a girl. I'll just be like, hey, I need to win this game. Okay, I'm sorry, but
Yep, that'd be wonderful. I'm sure she would understand. So that'd be
yeah,
fun.
and then I'll find her for the tournament, do that again, once again, like, hey, game one, game two. I was today on Twitter bookmarking some things because there were some people saying, like, Nebraska's going to win over 1.5 games in the tournament. And then someone replied, yeah, they'll go further than Illinois does. And they were like, I'm willing to bet thousands of dollars. So, ready
He's not kidding. He's not
to
kidding.
engage
He
with those
is.
people later.
He's not joking. He's willing to bet thousands of dollars right there, folks. He's not joking. Don't for a second think he's fucking around there. Cool. All right, boys. Anything else? It's always fun when all four of us are here together.
Any thoughts from you guys on the Wisconsin Purdue game today? It was everyone's favorite conversation. Who do we root for in a no-win situation?
My thoughts are we control our own destiny. That's all I gotta say. Control your own destiny. Take care you gotta take care of, and the rest will materialize.
Sam, did you have any takes from the game that was not just we control our own destiny?
Well, I'm bitter. I mean, I was like telling my dad, I was like, I guess I want Wisconsin to win, but like I'm not rooting for them. But we do.
Do
Like
you
I feel like
did you watch the game being like, I mean, people have said Wisconsin might be a fraud. Did you watch that game and being like, they're actually a good basketball team? One that can take Illinois.
I mean, it's college
They,
basketball. Like, it's
I'm
trying.
asking Sam a question.
Oh, sorry. I
I don't
teased.
know, 'cause they were hanging in there down the stretch, and then they like. I don't want to say what I'm thinking, 'cause it's like bad, like juju.
It's a podcast. You should say it.
You could say
I
it.
think Bob Zupke. What did Bob say? I think it was Bob Zupke who said like, "I've never seen a Wisconsin team that I didn't think Illinois could beat." So like,
I've changed my mind on them this year. They're
No, I
what's
think they're
your.
legit. I
I think
think they're
they're really,
solid.
like, they've never had an AJ
Legit.
Store type player. Like, all right, I know
Yeah,
everyone's giving me the
he.
look and eyes just wide open, made
No,
out very wide, but he's very good.
someone texted me today saying, I love how AJ Store just has zero Wisconsin basketball qualities in his game. It works, but it's so different. I
Yeah,
was like,
it
yeah,
changes
just
the whole
Illinois let
vibe
him
of
get
the
away.
team.
It's.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're a legit team. I was rooting for Purdue, or sorry, I was rooting for Wisconsin just because Purdue seems like more difficult down the stretch. The one positive thing, though, is like you are going to be jockeying with Wisconsin for like a NCAA tournament potential ranking. And with that also comes like location of games. So if you can leapfrog them, who Purdue, the way that their non-con went, like they're just ahead of you. So there's a chance that like if you were to say tie Purdue in the standings and be a game ahead of Wisconsin, like that could matter the difference between being a 3 seed and a 4 seed. So
True. And like
absolutely.
if you've a date at home with Purdue where like they have a lot to lose directly in that matchup, and it's gonna be second to last game, it's in March, like that puts some pressure on them too.
Yes.
I say this as an Illinois fan that selfishly we've won a ton of games in the last 4 years and I don't take it for granted, but like it's not fair. Why does Wisconsin just get to be good all the time? Football, basketball, like even in their downtrodden years, like it's not fair. And just they're back. Football, they're back. They'll be back next year. Basketball, they're back already. It's not fair. It's not fair. Why do you guys just get that?
Yeah,
There is no dip.
just give Greg Gard his third Coach of the Year award because they
Right.
always outperform expectations.
Right. Exactly. It's not fair. Why? And but I think the answer is that's a program. A program. That's a program right there. Is that even
Who
when you
went to
have
the
down
NIT
years?
last year?
What's that?
Who went to the NIT last year
I
program?
know, but I'm saying even in their downtrodden years, for
Is
a
an
team that's
NIT.
That proves my point, Johnny, for a team that went to the NIT last year, that they can immediately revamp and contend for a Big Ten title. That's my point, is that you have one down year and that doesn't wreck you for the next decade and a half. And you have to go through three coaches and seven recruiting classes, that you can come back next year and
Yeah,
contend for a title.
exactly. And you got to give credit to Guard for basically like bringing all those guys back and adding. Like, usually you have a down year like that, guys will transfer out. But like, they kept all their best pieces of Wall, Hepburn, and Stephen Krall, and then added AJ Store, and Max Klesmit is really annoying and unfortunately good at shooting. So,
Amazing at
like,
basketball.
That sucks. If you're a Wisconsin fan, you just for some reason listen to the last minute and a half, like, lucky. You're welcome for that
Yeah.
just fodder. You're welcome for that fodder.
Some
Yes.
Ethan Happ will just always pop up
But they're
on
also
Groundhog
thinking in the
Day
back
and
of they're also thinking in the back of their mind that the last six times that Wisconsin has played Illinois, they've lost.
that's true. And until they beat us,
It's been a lot of days. A
no
lot
problem.
of days.
How many days has it been? How many days has it been?
I can't.
It's been a lot of
Well, I
days.
think it's since the 2018-19 season.
The last win
So,
was 2019,
yep.
February 18th, 2019. So we're talking just almost 4 years. Almost
Almost 5 years.
Did I just do my math? Yep, it's 2024. Whoa.
Whoa, that's
Whoa.
crazy. What was when was the last one? 2019.
2019.
It was Iowa's freshman
Okay.
year.
Yeah.
Our
Well,
fifth
the
year.
famous.
Yeah, so we'll play them March 2nd. So we will have gone 5 full years of Wisconsin not beating Illinois in basketball. So that part is nice. And then hopefully we
I mean, we
beat
don't need.
them. AJ Store goes to the NBA and all the other
Is he on
graduate and then
Mox?
back in the bottom. I have no idea.
Like, if we talk about what happened before, like the last time Wisconsin won, we don't need to go through that streak, right? Like,
Yeah. That
no,
was our entire
I don't want
college
to
of
go
not them winning.
anything before like the Nicholls State overtime game. Like, we're not going back that far. That's where I draw the line.
Oh, I forgot about that, and a shiver was just sent down my spine. Thank you, Trent, for hitting those. Was it Trent hit like those free throws at the end there to like somehow eke
Who
out a
even
Nicholls
knows?
State? I think it was Trent. All right.
Probably.
We go, boys. That was fun. That was fun. Let's start doing this again like twice a week here until March Madness. All right. Hopefully we will talk with you. Hopefully we'll be very energetic if we're recording Saturday night, hopefully after a lively afternoon at Finley's. But thanks for listening, everyone. We'll catch you on the next episode. ILL.